Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we finish the last few hadiths under the chapter of the Tahajjud Salah and the rewards, the virtues, the type of Salah that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read. And Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rahimallahu rajulan qama min al-layli fasalla wa iqadha imra'atahu. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon such a man who wakes up at night, for salah, and he performs salat, wa iqadha imra'atahu, and then he wakes up his wife also. So one is he wakes up, he performs salat, he wakes her up also. Fa'in abat nadaha fi wajhi halma. If she refuses to wake up, he takes a little bit of water and he sprinkles on her. Yeah, obviously it is done with love and muhabbat. He's waking up, but she's in such a deep sleep. He takes some water and he sprinkles on her. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, rahimallahu mura'atan qamat min al-layl. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon such a woman who wakes up at night, for sallat wa iqadat zawjaha. She performs salah, and then she wakes up her husband. Fa'in aba nadahat fi wajhi al-ma. If he doesn't wake up, he refuses to wake up, he's not able, he's in a deep sleep. So she takes some water and she sprinkles on him. So yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making special dua of mercy. Allah Pak have mercy on such a couple. The husband is waking up and he's performing salah. He's waking his wife up. Sometimes she is waking up and she's waking him up. So like that, it creates such a beautiful atmosphere in the home. And not only salah being read, but at the same time, together with the salah, there's encouragement for the other family members also to try and read this important salah, the salah to tahajjud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes it so much. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making a special dua. May Allah Pak have mercy on such a person. Normally when we see duas like this, we should think to ourselves, when a buzruk comes from overseas, when a pious person we meet, then the first thing we do is we ask him to make dua for us. Yeah, who's making dua? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is making dua. All we have to do is take the dua. So simple. Person wakes up, he reads 2 rakats of namaz, encourages his family to wake up, and then he's getting this special dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa'anhu وعن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا أيقظ الرجل أهله من الليل فصليا أو صلى ركعتين جميعا كتبا في الذاكرين والذاكرات. حضرت أبو سعيد خدري رضي الله عنه and حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه, both of them narrate that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that when a man wakes up his wife at night and they both perform 2 rakats of salah together, they are recorded amongst the men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are recorded amongst the men and women who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Pak mentions, وَذَاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرٌ وَالذَاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. Those male and female that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises them maghfirat, and Allah Pak promises them a very, very great reward, a very big, huge reward. Allah Pak promises those female men and women that make zikr in abundance. So this hadith is telling us that these people will be considered amongst those people, amongst those who made zikr a lot. Who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِذَا أَيْقَظَ الرَّجُلُ أَهْلَهُ, when a man wakes up his wife at night, فَصَلَّيَا, they both perform salah, or salla rakatini jami'an, or they both perform 2 rakats. We are showing at least 2 rakats they perform together. Kutiba fi dhakirina wa dhakirat. They are written among those people that make zikr in abundance. And what Allah Pak has promised for them, maghfirat, and Allah has promised a huge reward. When Allah Pak says a huge reward, you must know it's according to Allah Pak's shan, not to our shan. If somebody in this world who's of a high status, of a noble character, he promises a big return, then he'll give a big return. Can you imagine the shan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah Pak is saying that He will give a huge reward for those people that remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. And Aisha radiallahu anhu, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِذَا نَعَسَ أَحَدُكُمْ فِي الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيَرْقُدْ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَنْهُ النَّوْمِ فَإِنَّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا صَلَّى وَهُوَ نَاعِسٌ لَعَلَّهُ يَذْهَبُ يَسْتَغْفِرُ فَيَسُبُّ نَفْسَهُ مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that when any one of you is dozing off whilst he's in salah, imagine he's up now and he's tired, he's very tired, perhaps he slept very late, or perhaps he has stayed up the whole night, so now he's very, very tired. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying is, when any one of you is dozing off while he's in salah, فَلْيَرْقُدْ حَتَّى يَذْهَبَ عَنْهُ النَّوْمُ, then this person should go and have a rest until that sleepiness that he had disappears. So the better thing is not to try and force yourself in that condition. You are so tired and you are half dozing off in salah. The better thing is to go have and have a rest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, go and sleep until that heavy sleep goes, until that heavy sleepiness goes away. لَعَلَّهُ يَذْهَبُ يَسْتَغْفِرُ فَيَسُبُّ نَفْسَهُ. Because if he performs salah in this condition, it is possible that this person intends to ask for maghfirat, but he doesn't know what he's saying in this condition. He's actually swearing himself. So he thinks he's asking for forgiveness, but he's actually swearing himself. He's doing the opposite thing. Why? Because he's in such a tired mood, he doesn't even know what he's saying properly. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam giving advice, better thing is go and sleep, get that heavy sleepiness out, and then you come and you read your salah when your mind is more fresh. The last hadith of this chapter, when Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا قام أحدكم من الليل فاستعجم القرآن على لسانه فلم يدري ما يقول فليضطجع رواه مسلم. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم says that when any one of you wakes up at night, فاستعجم القرآن على لسانه, and it is difficult upon his tongue now to read the Quran because of tiredness. This person has got a heavy mind. Mind is clouded. Therefore, one point ulama mentioned from this is that before salah, don't allow ourselves to get clouded with any type. Don't get busy with any type of activity. Unfortunately, today you'll find that a person just starts watching a football match just before the namaz can start, and sometimes he rushes to the masjid, or sometimes he's reading at home. But how can the mind not be clouded with what is happening when he just started occupying himself with something? So therefore, it's important to keep the mind clear. So this hadith is speaking now, a person is so tired that the recitation of Quran is difficult upon his tongue. Now it happens when a person is very tired and he gets confused with what he reads. It becomes difficult for him to read. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is explaining that the person, when he is up and he wakes up and he is in this condition, when it is difficult for him to read, فَلَمْ يَدْرِ مَا يَقُولُ, he doesn't know what he's reading. He's mixing up the ayats, he's getting confused. He doesn't know what he's reading. فَلْيَضْطَجِعْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that this person should go and lie down. Better thing for him to do in this condition is take a rest. Because he doesn't know properly what he's reading, he's getting confused. So the better thing for him to do is lie down and take a rest. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. You see how many ahadith Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi brought in this chapter. Show us this tahajjud salah is nothing ordinary. It is a very great ibadat. Very fortunate are those that get the tawfiq of bringing this part of their life. This is the da'bu salihin. This is the trait and the way of the pious people. If any one of us want to join that club, everyone likes to join a certain club. If you would like to join the club of the pious, know that this is one trait of the pious, this is one method, one style of them, of all the pious people. If they wouldn't miss out this, tahajjud salat, Allah pak give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.